Gildan Media presents Your Coach in a Box, affordable, life-changing audio programs.
Angels, Vampires, and Douchebags. Written by Carla Collins. As read by Carla Collins. Preface. The number three packs one hell of a punch. It's a very spiritual and mystical number. From the Holy Trinity to the three witches, it is evident that three is a magical number. Examples of the number three abound in grammar, literature, legislature, and science. Body, mind, and soul, past, present, and future, yin, yang, and Tao. The list is endless. There are three primary colors, three true norths, three types of reasoning, and three phases of the moon, not to mention that we are three-dimensional beings inhabiting this earth, and we do things in three so that they will manifest in our physical realm. Three is the first number representing completion, and the first to which the meaning all was attributed. The number three is also essential in comedy, with the rule of three used for humorous anecdotes. The first two jokes in a list are routine, but the third represents the big punchline. The number three is also prevalent in the rhythm and cadence of comedy. For example, a priest, a rabbi, and a centaur walk into a bar. More importantly, there are three Stooges, three Charlie's Angels, three good Star Wars movies, the 80s band The Police was a trio, and Rush, of course, is known as the Holy Triumvirate. As a woman of French descent, I can also tell you that the French flag has three colors, the fleur de lis, 3 points, and the popular French expression, jamais deux sans trois, translates to all things...